Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The Grand Bahama Shipyard in Freeport, Bahamas is getting back to work and is scheduled to have a busy third and fourth quarter for 2020. The shipyard is considered a world leader in cruise ship repair and the refit business. And a second Carnival Corporation cruise ship has been sold as the entire industry deals with the repercussions of the ongoing shutdown. P&O Cruises announced on their Facebook page that their ship Oceana will be leaving the fleet. The buyer of the ship has not been announced. And finally, a Kansas man who pled guilty last year to having killed his girlfriend during a cruise on Carnival Elation was sentenced to more than a decade behind bars on Wednesday. The charges came after Eric Newman had a fight with his girlfriend Tamara, which resulted in her plunging from her balcony of the stateroom. On top of the prison sentence, Newman has been ordered to pay Tamara's family approximately $8,500 in restitution. You can find more stories in this week's episode of Cruise Radio, a review of Regal Princess, at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.